From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
This 16 more sleeps. 16 more sleeps, and the world will come together in Korea. It is the 2018 Winter Olympics. If you're an Olympic junkie like myself, you are jacked up about this. Love the Olympics, and I tell you what, looking forward to our first guest tonight on Sports Talk with Jock, because it was confirmed earlier today he will become a three-time Olympian. He competed in Vancouver, he competed in Sochi, and he is off to Korea as well. Former CFL star, now a member of our Canadian bobsled team, Jesse Lumsden. Mr. Lumsden, how are you tonight?
Jock, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Well, I sort of expected you to be on the Olympic team, but the official announcement was earlier today. Actually, a really nice announcement with the Canadian Armed Forces and, of course, the Royal Canadian Air Force. Take us through that, because you got some fancy new sleds here, Jesse.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day, and it's been a fantastic relationship that's been building with BCS and the Canadian military, and specifically the Royal Canadian Air Force, with this design for our sleds going into the 2018 games. And we are taking the model, and with the help of some designers, graphic designers, we're taking the model of the CF-18 150 jet and essentially wrapping it onto our bobsleds, which looks it's so fantastic. It really is great, and hats off to Chris Dornan, our media attaché, who really has been the driving force behind this entire announcement and building and helping build this partnership as well. So it's been wonderful.
I encourage our listeners to go online and take a look. You might see it in the newspaper tomorrow, because they do look very, very sweet. Have you been in a CF-18 before?
I stood on the wing today for the first time.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And that was pretty cool, just to be able to be that close to such an amazing piece of machinery.
Well, the reason I asked the question, Jesse, because, you know, the G-forces you get in a bobsleigh, and I've never been in a jet like that either, but I'm wondering about the comparables, and because I would imagine the G-forces are pretty similar.
I think they have to sustain them for a lot longer than we do.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we do hit some G's on the tracks, that's for sure.
Without a doubt. So again, your third Olympics, as I mentioned off the top. You've been close to the podium, haven't quite got onto that podium. That's the goal this time around, isn't it, Jesse?
100%. This has been the most successful season Bobsleigh Canada has ever had. Team Cripps has been doing very well in both the 2-man and 4-man. I think. The Olympics is obviously a different beast, because everybody's bringing their A game. The entire world is bringing their A game to this event. It's like the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup final, but everybody's invited to play. So I think this season has been great building blocks for us, building some confidence, learning how to win as an entire team. I don't know the statistics exactly, but just about every team, individual team, has touched the podium in this World Cup season. So, and I truly believe that if you can get on the podium in a World Cup season, you can put four heats together, then you can do it at the Olympic Games. It's whether, you have the mental fortitude and your physical preparations are aligned as well. So I think Canada and BCS has done an excellent job with that this season.
Besides having two races to four races, what's the biggest difference from a World Cup race or a World Championship race to an Olympic race? Because is it just the pressure? Is it just the atmosphere?
Both of those things. It's the Olympics happens once every 4 years. Everybody's watching. Team Cripps was an overall combined World Cup winners this year. Nobody's really going to know about that in a few years, but if you're standing on the Olympic podium singing the national anthem, people won't forget that for a very, very long time. So there is a lot more pressure behind the Olympics, and it's just your own preparations. And can you stand on the starting block, say, I've done everything I can, and look beyond the glitz and glamour that is the Olympics, because they do a fantastic job of putting on a spectacle. It's the greatest sporting event in terms of winter sport on the planet, and it's available to any human being. So, yeah, when you look at it that way, there's a little more pressure But again, you know, we've been building to this moment, and we've been preparing for this event, and we're kind of coming in ready.
You go back almost 10 years now, Jesse, and you're transitioning from the Canadian Football League to the Olympic bobsleigh team. Did you ever think it would be three Olympics later?
No. Gosh, no. I feel very, very fortunate that I can be heading to my third Olympic Games and still physically able to contribute to a team and really just working my butt off to help these guys get on the podium and then ride off into the sunset.
Well, is this the sunset? This is your last, or are you going to stick around for one more?
I'm getting old, Josh. I'm getting old, and you know, every athlete has a day. But you know that 2026 that 2026 talk does sound interesting. I'll have to reevaluate a few years from now.
Yeah, why not, for sure. Hey, Samuel Giguère, another former CFLer. I know he's an alternate, but he's another former CFLer that's strutting his stuff on your team.
Yeah, he's done a great job. He was a fringe guy for the 2014 Olympics, and he did an excellent job of being able to maintain, his physical performance through a tough CFL season and continuing to be a contributor to the bobsleigh team. He's definitely earned his spot, and you never know what can happen in the games. And he's one of those guys that can be ready and ready for anything to happen. So if his name gets called, he'll be perfect to slide in there.
So when do you head off to Korea, Jesse? What's the next couple of weeks look like? And what does the Olympic track, the sliding track, look like in Korea?
Well, we just landed back in Canada 2 days ago. Our official Olympic holding camp starts tomorrow. So we are going to be on a pretty strict regiment of training, recovery, and adding in some fun team activities, but really starting to taper off of our heavy, intense training and really those final preparations for the games. And we take off to Korea on February 3rd, where we have a couple days on the track before the actual Olympics kicks off with the opening ceremonies, and then official training starts. And in regards to the track, it's a track that has bits and pieces from tracks all over the world, really. It's not overly fast. You'll see sleds reaching upwards just over 120 kilometers an hour. It's a pretty steep start, and there's two very technical sections that is going to be very important for the pilots to dial in. One is corner two, and the other is the chicanes. And if you are able to navigate those well, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to win it, but you can very... very much lose your opportunity to get on the podium there if you mess up those corners. So it will be exciting racing for sure. It's going to be very close starts and a very quick downtimes.
Well, Jesse, I know it's going to be a busy 3 or 4 weeks for you. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us tonight. I really appreciate it. And again, congratulations on heading to your third Olympics.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Fun chat.
You betcha. Jesse Lumsden, off to Korea.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.